I want her to kick me in the nuts.
So it's just like a little progression. It's like the gateway drug of.
Yes, a little bit. And then some of them are just like, just kick me in the balls, please.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
This is your headset right here. Yep, that size goes on your left.
Wow.
And totally feel free to say no, but if you want any of this.
Okay. No, I actually cannot. I'm pretty lame.
No, it's all right. You're not lame at all. No. Look at your outfit. You're definitely not lame.
I'm in a sense where I don't have my lungs are pretty sensitive. Mm-hmm. So whenever I take it, I'm just like coughing the entire time.
Yeah.
And like I'm outy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never understood like the whole, I don't think I've ever been peer pressured by someone to smoke weed.
Uh-huh.
But that's like what they made it seem like growing up, like that was what you'd be peer pressured to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been more peer pressured to like drink and do other substances more than weed. If you tell someone who's a stoner, no, they're just like, yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I like, you know what I mean?
It's true. I've been peer pressured more to drink compared to smoking weed. They just asked one time and then that's it. I think they're just being nice, to be honest with you. So, yes.
The peer pressure to drink is crazy, especially when I did like webcamming.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I remember even some streams that we've done together, it was just like instant, like, oh, here's 900 tokens for the first shot. And then you'd like go up through, oh my God.
It was such a crazy time. Do you still cam like that?
No. God, no. Not since the big D word. It's all right. Don't worry.
Forgive me.
Okay. It's okay.
It's just a tiny little drop.
It's all right. The dogs have like rubbed themselves all over this. Okay. It's had many guests. There's like some random food here that's like in the couch. It shouldn't be there, but it's fine.
Oh my gosh. So I was not kidding when I said that the show is going to be like half of it is like Astro putting on her freaking gloves.
That's okay. I'm excited to see it come out.
Yeah, it will.
I like that the fingers already kind of look inflated as you go because the latex is so
I know, but it looks crazy. Once it's on, it's on.
I love it. And welcome back to the show. Sorry, that was a terrible introduction, but it's usually how we roll. It's just we start talking. This is my longtime friend who I have not seen in like five years.
Yeah, it has been 5 years.
It's been forever. So this is Astro Domina, a professional dominatrix.
Hi. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
So what do you find with like the latex fetish? Mm-hmm. Like, how does that come around? What is it about the latex? I'm always curious to break that stuff down.
You know, I think, well, the number one factor is the shine aspect of it. And number two, it's the constricting, the feel of latex, like how it makes someone feel like they're trapped in something that makes them look so good. The appeal of like how latex makes a woman look so divine. You know,
it does too. It's always an adventure to put on something latex. I mean, you've worn latex more than anyone that I know. And the few times that I've worn it, I'm just like, you have to oil up your whole body. Yes. I mean, look at you with your big bottle of lube
I know. It's such a challenge, but it definitely puts you in that sort of like a headspace where it's like, okay, it's going to be it's an experience to do this.
Yeah.
But once it's on,
you don't want to take it off.
Yeah.
It's like, because the journey was so intense to get there, you're like, also, I know it's going to take just as long to get it off.
Yeah.
So I want to stay in it for as long as possible.
Absolutely. No, it's very true. And now it's like, it's almost there.
You're getting there.
Yeah. And another thing about latex too is most of the time it takes two people. You know, usually it's the dom and the sub for the latex to actually look good on you.
Yeah.
You know, so it takes teamwork before.
Like a dressing process. Yes. Like a whole. I love that.
Absolutely.
There's so many factors to different kinks, and I've always found that fascinating. And I feel like, and of course you said like the overall factor, but there are so many like underneath it with individual people. It's always so interesting.
This is what I think about putting on latex or like even like boots, you know, those boots that are look so, that look so intense to put on. And I'm like, why did the shoemaker make it this way? Yeah. And then I'm like, every time I put on these boots, I always have to have a sub with me,
you know,
and it puts them in that headspace because after they put on the boots, after they help me put on the boots, they're like, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
They're ready to like do whatever.
That's so fun. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Yeah. I
love it. And it is like even thinking about just getting dressed in certain ways. Like I don't have as complicated of boots as you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But even just like a really long thigh high boot, the long zip. If you can get a perfect zip, I'm like already ready to go.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's like so satisfying and it just feels like you're like strapping into a new personality, like, which is just really fun.
Yes, yes, for sure. And you know, I am like slowly started sweating. My nose is like already sweaty, so I apologize.
Do you remember that AVN where I came to pick you up and I just put my hand here to kind of lift you and I couldn't lift you because of how sweaty you were. And you tried to warn me as soon as I
was like, girl.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I am so sorry. You probably
don't be sorry at all. I found it was just like I didn't think about like wearing latex for that long walking around a convention.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like disgusting or anything like that. It's just like surprising how much latex like strips you of all moisture.
It's like all my body fat right there went away, you know. Oh my god, what a crazy time.
Oh wow.
Holy crap. But yeah, I think it looks good, you know?
It does. Yeah. I love the shininess. That is like
I would love to see you in latex once again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's like it is the process of like needing someone else to like help you into it and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And also one of the problems of shooting latex here in my home is the three dogs.
Oh, that's right.
So I like to go to a place to shoot latex because otherwise, I mean, I've shot stuff here at home, of course, but it's like I have to do a whole cleaning process then of just getting the hair off of like the lube of the latex and the latex itself.
That's
but it's
true. Yeah, your puppies are always around you. They love you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. I get it.
Do you still, I know, I don't know if you can talk about this or whatever, but I know back in the day, back when I knew you and we lived closer.
Yeah.
You had like subs for everything, right? Like grocery and like house sub, like different things. Like, do you still kind of operate like that? Or what was that like just being a princess? Like a domineering
being a princess. To be honest with you, that was a lot of work because like I have to make sure that I delegate, you know, all the things to different people instead of just like one having one sub to do everything.
Yeah.
So I've pretty much like taken out those positions.
Like and the delegation becomes the job.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Because each sub, when they come into the house, they would at least, you know, put in an hour's work, and I have to be there. I have to be conscious enough that they're doing the right thing. I have to be like hovering over and you're almost like micromanaging them.
Yeah.
And they like that. And I'm
like a really intense supervisor, but that's part of the experience.
Yes.
But then that's also all the stuff that apparently you don't have to do the work, but you're still like overseeing the work to the point that you could have just as well been doing it yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it. So I'm just going to get one sub that I can absolutely trust, who can do everything and doesn't need that much micromanagement.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we live and we learn. What can I say?
But it is definitely an experience to have Like, and speaking of like having a dominatrix here and all that, I was just mentioning to you before rolling that Laura had never heard of sounding.
What
are some like fetishes or kinks that after having been in this for as long as you have any like surprised you or like, oh, I didn't like think of that. Mm-hmm. And like now it's probably commonplace.
Well, sounding is one of them because just the idea of, well, if nobody knows what sounding is, it's the, it's putting in rods in the urethra of a man's genitals. So you're clearly, so we have
a, go for it. I actually demonstrated on this very penis to Laura about sounding a couple weeks ago.
So this is a man's genitals, right? And this is the urethra right here. What you're doing is you're putting a rod, like a skinny piece of rod, almost like a saber light.
A lightsaber.
You're putting it in, and it's basically either inducing pain or pleasure in some of guys, in some of their penises. And I, you know, it's, I obviously I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're, once the rod enters their pee hole, they're just like immediately locked in place. They're not moving. They're not doing anything. They're just right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can feel the intensity.
Yeah.
Because they've never had anything like that in their urethra.
Yeah. And it's a very precarious position to be in. It's like you don't want to move quickly or anything like that.
And you want to make sure that the rods are completely clean. Because I've heard of a lot of bad experiences where the, you know, the subs would get UTI from the rods, you know? Yeah. So that's like one of the really crazy kinks, I would say, that I've come across. What else? There's a bunch of them.
I found when I was like having people like from webcam and stuff like request domination stuff and looking more into it, one of the requests that got me always was like ball busting.
Oh girl,
it's like I get it because
really
it's
good.
Fun
yeah,
like for me, but they're not my balls, so like for me that was always the strangest thing of like you want like that much pain. And I like spanking, don't get me wrong, I like have a welt or two, but the idea of if they're as sensitive as the men claim, and I'm not saying that that's incorrect, I can't imagine wanting to like have someone hit them and stomp them over and over and over again. And also, how do you not pass out? Are they just stronger than most men? Like
ball busting is another precarious like kink, because like the origins of it is you can't really pinpoint, because a lot of my ball busting fans are like it started with the legs, and then some of them started with the feet, and it kind of like traveled all the way up to, you know, to wanting to be kicked in the balls. So some of these guys originally have like either a leg fetish, a calf fetish, a shoe fetish, or a foot fetish, and then it just kind of like, maybe I want her to kick me in the nuts.
So it's just like a little progression. It's like the gateway drug of...
Yes, a little bit. And then some of them are just like, just kick me in the balls, please.
You know,
just straight up. But a lot of them, I find the origins of their kinks started with the legs or with the feet. And then, you know, some of them start off as like guys who can't even take a good kick in the nuts. And then after 6 months, they're like
stamina building.
Yes, absolutely. They like that. They see a bunch of doms. They kind of train with them, and then they come see me. And then I'm like, all right, I feel like I'm like the final boss.
Yeah. They've gone through all of the levels.
Absolutely.
They've got their XP maxed out. They're like, all right, it's time for Astro. And then the most of them, I'm sure, can't take it.
I feel like you would be great in ball busting, girl. You got some great legs.
Thank you.
You got some, like, I feel like if you kick, you're going to make them want to pass out.
I've seen me stomping on a ball or two in my dreams. Yeah. Like, I actually had a dream that you would have really liked, where I was on a train, like, going through all of these, like, mini districts. And when I got to the end, I was treated as a queen and lifted up. And I just
so
got to
cool.
beat, like, a line and lines of men. It's like as far as you could see the line.
Wow.
And I woke up and I was like, this is a very strange dream, but I like it.
Yeah,
like,
that's an amazing dream.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so crazy.
I've never like the in-person stuff. I'm always kind of one of those people that's more like a barrier is nice. But I've always been curious about like stepping into at least for like a scene or something, like a domination.
Well,
just to see how fun it was, like I've imagined it in my head.
Oh, if you want to join me one of these days for a maybe like a ball busting scene would be a good
Like a teaching to ball bus, perhaps? Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm down. I'm actually super down for that. Some people would really like it.
During AVN, there's a lot of like guys who come see me to, you know, do ball busting at AVN. So nice. I'll come find you.
Okay, perfect. Oh my God, that's so fun. I've been training my legs for this. I didn't even know.
Actually, so which camera should I look like? This one? This one or that one?
This is your face cam. Okay. This is a wide cam, which you may also address. Or if you really want to lean around, you can look in mine right there.
Okay, what's up? Okay. Keeping that in mind. Cool.
Yeah. Mm. When was the last time that you did something like ball busting?
Ball busting? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I did one recently in Chicago.
Nice.
And this particular sub actually trained to come see me when I was his very first ball busting session. Uh-huh. And he realized how pathetic he was. He lasted like 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 5 minutes. And so I was like, why don't you do this for the next 6 months? Go ahead and, you know, train, go see other doms, get kicked in the balls, try to aim for an hour. And once you've, you know, you feel like you're ready, I'll come back in 6 months and then we'll do a session again.
So he really put in the work.
Yeah, I already did. I mean, he actually did. And he did follow my advice. And then after 6 months, I came back to Chicago. He went to come see me again. And he lasted for the good hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's stamina impressive. Building is a real thing.
It's like the monks who like would tie things to their testicles. And it's all this like training for this moment. Yeah. I just like picture him like with weights wrapped around his balls, like going to work, you know, just kind of like just a quick slap under the desk now and then and be like, don't show emotion. Like he's like prepping throughout his whole day. That sounds amazing.
Oh man. I can't even imagine like if I was him, would I ever go through that? Probably not. But you got to be a real kingster, you know, to actually do that.
I feel like that's also like they've got to be gamers or something because it's like the achievements unlocked. You know what I mean? Like they're unlocking all these different achievements.
That.
It takes a lot of grinding to like get up to the final boss. You know what I mean?
It makes it so worth it. Like, have you ever had a guy who was like, okay, Miss Molly Stewart is like my goal. I'm going to go see her to do this. I'm sure you've had guys who are like, come see you at AVN, for example. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've been dreaming about this moment.
Yeah.
You know, I've been
and then they have her hand.
Yeah.
Or they go too far.
Yeah. You smack the shit out of them. Yeah. Oh my God. Crazy.
Oh,
it's crazy.
AVN, did you go to AVN last year?
I unwillingly. Unwillingly, I went to AVN only because I had work. Mm-hmm. I needed to shoot with a bunch of people and I needed to do some sessions. And then I stopped by AVN because I was working with Shrunk 3D, which is a 3D toy company where they create 3D versions of yourself that you can sell to people.
Oh, that's
cool. I don't know if you've heard of that. You should reach out to them and see because like I think it's a good, I don't know, it's a good merch.
Yeah.
To have.
Yeah. And Ed, are you working with My Club at all?
Yes.
You are, because I thought I had seen you on a few of their posts.
Yes.
So how are you liking that so far?
Not so much because you know how doms talk, right?
Yeah. This is my same complaint.
I'm like, we never ever say baby.
No.
Yeah. Or sweetheart. Or like, we never say like, come fuck me.
No.
But so I have brought this concern with them at least 50 times and they just don't work on it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to push it if I've already, you know, brought it up so many times.
Yeah.
How's your...
So I had a meeting with them recently where I did like kind of a sexting session with someone who was like recording so it could kind of give like some intonation and stuff that way.
Yeah.
But I think that AI, like, it will get there eventually, but I think it's one of those things that has to be trained in so many ways. And you have these people who are training all these AI chatbots who aren't necessarily a membership card holding member of whatever that kink is, so they have no idea.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, this is how I like to be talked to, and I'm generic and basic, which is, there's nothing wrong with that either, but it's like, if you don't understand the kink, how can you write a computer program to understand and replicate the kink?
Correct.
So the sexting session kind of like put some stuff into there, and I've seen a couple sessions since then where it's like it's getting better, but there's still these points where sometimes I'm like, you haven't determined if this person is into the kink or not.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just putting all this on them and you're like, now you are my slave. And it's like, wait. this guy just wanted to see feet. Like, yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean they want you to stomp on him with them. You know what I mean?
It takes work, you know? Yeah. Do you feel like the work that you're putting in is reflected on how the AI is responding to your clients, for example?
I think it's starting to, but I've also been very transparent with the fact that it is a digital twin.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's trying to learn from not only the people talking to it, but the people putting in the coding.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of give input on stuff like, hey, this is not how this would be said, or hey, this thing is being said and it's crazy, like this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I start to see the feedback over time, but I think it's just one of those things that everybody wants to jump on AI because it's new, which I totally get, but I think that it's going to take longer before it's something that feels more real and tangible, because I think it just takes time to program. It's like training yourself to get ball busted by Astro Domina.
That's right. That's a good one. I like that.
Takes time. You need to have hydration because you need to have saliva. You need to have all that good stuff going on or you're going to have a really bad time. So I want you to go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on absolutely everything that you purchase.
Everything.
And it helps support the show. You get CTT technology and it's just, you can have water, right? And water's great. Water's good for you, all that fun stuff, but it can get kind of boring. Just like sex. It's like bringing a toy into the bedroom when the sex gets boring. It's like just add a vibrator in. And in this case, you're just going to add 16 ounces of water to one stick of Liquid IV, and that's what you're going to bring into the bedroom. And that's what you're going to bring into your life. Better hydration for you, the ones you love, and the ones that maybe you don't love, but you do sometimes, because it's still important to be hydrated if you're going to get down with the good stuff. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15%, get free shipping on everything that you purchase, and we thank you for supporting the podcast.
I think the main engineer is going to be at X3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to X3, we should go and find him and be like, yo, you guys need to fix this.
Mm.
Or you guys need more AI training for DOMs.
If I go, I will. And if not, just FaceTime with me and okay, I'll just yell at him from the thing and be like, listen here.
For sure. I got you, girl.
Mm. Plus, it's also something that's...
Oh, sorry. I was like, is this a real thing? I am so sorry.
I got yodeling pickle.
I was like, is this a real pickle? Because I'm going to take a bite of it.
Yeah, I have real pickles, but that's not.
No,
Laura's going to be so happy. She got that for me ages ago, and we just yodeling pickle sometimes. Yeah. It's fun. But,
you got all sorts of cool shit in this room. I feel like a kid right now.
Yeah, this is my little room where everything just explodes, all the random things that I like. And
yeah.
I don't know. I feel weird having big photos of my ass in my main house. So I kind of condense all my work stuff.
No,
in
it's
here.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. Yeah. It looks awesome.
But sorry, before we were pickled. Something about Dom, it's not that like normal sexting and the more vanilla stuff or what I think more vanilla is something that's not necessarily a dom sub relationship. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's also much easier to replicate with something that's like an AI chatbot. Mm-hmm. It's fun for me. And it's very personal. I feel like a dom sub relationship where you really get to know individual people based on what they like within their niche. It's one of those Russian nesting dolls. Mm-hmm. It's and getting down to the core of what somebody likes and figuring that out with them. Because sometimes they come to you and they're like, oh, here's this thing that I've kind of been playing with. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, you're like, wow, look what else we opened up that you've just been sitting on, you know?
Yes.
It's fun.
Yes. I think it's one of the main reasons why I've stayed with femdom, BDSM originally and for so long now, because it helps me with my, I feel like if I stay on one thing for too long, I get bored.
Mm-hmm.
But having fetish and kink and BDSM and working with one person with a thousand different subcategories and different kinks that just comes out of nowhere, I feel like I don't get bored. And yeah, I get entertained with it. So I love it.
I totally get that. Because it's just like, and the other stuff like can be fun, and it is fun. And I am not detracting away. Don't worry. I still like the other sexting stuff. I still like the other videos. But there's something that feels really good to me personally about femdom, about zipping up into the boots and putting on the annoying corset and the strap on that has way too many straps. Like we don't need that many straps. There's so much leather, but it looks great when it's on. And then I don't want to take it off, and I'm like helicoptering, and it's a whole thing. All right. But you just don't have that much divergence between like say someone is really into JOI or something, or really like girl and or tribbing or whatever. It's kind of like there it is. And that's easy, and it's fun, and it's fun to do. But there's something about the layer. That just makes it so much more interesting, and every person's layer is different. Like you peel back and you're like, I bet I know what this will be, and you're like, oh
yeah,
no, I didn't know that, but now let's play with that, you know. And
I like that. Well, kink itself is a very it's a very intricate sexual fantasy, because I believe that first it stems out of like trauma. And, you know, someone with a, for example, like a tickling fetish, they hated it from the very beginning because they got tickled by a brother or a sister. And then at some point they, you know, they become liberated and they say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to own this kink. I'm going to own this, this pain, this thing that I really hated from the, from my childhood. And I'm going to turn it into a pleasure.
I'm going to turn it into a thing that I like and not a thing that haunts me.
Yes, exactly. So I have a lot of respect for kinksters, because like people who have like deep, deep trauma, more than just tickling, you know, they turn that, that pain that really haunted them from the very beginning of time, and then, you know, make it into a pleasure.
And I feel like that's part of a healthy healing process for anyone, and people just do it in like different ways. It's like maybe you figure that out like somewhere in therapy and it's not sexual, but so for some people it's sexual and that's how they deal with things. It's like some people have like more dark humor to deal with their trauma, and some people like can't get with that at all, you know, and they have their different ways, and some people want to be coddled. But even within the kink and fetish community, there's a lot of that where it's like, oh, I want it really, really rough, or I want it really rough and then I want to be coddled, or I only want to be coddled, like mommy pick me up, like whatever kind of stuff. And there's so many aspects of that, so I can't see how anyone can really like shame on kinks, like for the most part. And I'm sure there are some, and I know I've discussed some before on the show, that kind of like step outside the lines of obviously what I think is appropriate, but that's also very small in comparison to the vast majority, where it's just like they're doing this thing that feels good for them, harms nobody else, and like, so what's the problem?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know? You know, it's a wild world. It's a wild, kinky world out there.
And it is.
We got to keep it wild and kinky.
And so much of it is like, it's like your neighbors that you just look at and you're like, oh, Bob and Georgia again. And they are just getting down to the wildest shit. Like, you don't know, like someone comes over and he's in a full gimp suit and like she has a riding crop. It's crazy. Like, you don't have any idea.
Like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of an episode of Black Mirror. Do you watch Black Mirror?
I've watched a few.
Okay. There's an episode there about these, this couple, this romantic couple on a romantic getaway. They go to this tiny little island up in the north side, somewhere super cold. I'm thinking like Sweden, maybe Denmark, super cold. And then they end up going to this little town and finding out, they're actually visiting their family.
Okay.
So they're originally from this town, and he's introducing his new girlfriend, who is a person of color in the show. And it's a really good story, but they end, he finds out that his parents are mega kinky to a point that they actually coerce other people into their kinkiness and records them illegally.
Oh my god.
It's a true Black Mirror episode. I was like, whoa, this is fucking good.
That's crazy.
So yeah, you should watch
it. I will. I've not seen that particular episode. Go watch it. Yeah. Report back, everybody. Jeez.
Sorry, a little, you know.
No, there. I love that. We can diverge as well, because you said you wanted to talk about woo stuff and whales.
Yeah.
So where would you like to start?
Let's, well, the reason why I brought up the whale stuff is because I was in Tahiti about, I'd say like a week ago. 2 weeks ago, I was on this female all women's retreat, and we were doing sound healing, yoga. We were doing like swimming with whales and like connecting with each other. They're all a bunch of free divers who also are my friends.
That's awesome.
So it was good to be around feminine energy, mm-hmm. because I'm around, you know, masculine energy so much,
yeah,
that sometimes I lose touch of my own femininity, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I get to the retreat and I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe I've forgotten this side of my feminine side, you know?
Yeah.
So it was nice to be reminded of that. And also, like, it was pretty fucking rad to swim with whales. And
yeah, that sounds awesome.
Can you talk about psychedelics here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Laura has partaken. Laura talks about it. And I listen with intrigue because I think my brain's too crazy for that. But I like to hear about other people's experience.
Well, I didn't take a full dose of psychedelics. I was microdosing because I feel like a full dose of psychedelics while swimming with whales would be a little too fucking
intense. It's a little too close for comfort.
Yeah, I felt like I was talking to the whale. I felt like the whale was like protecting me and was like showing me the ropes. I felt like a whale at some point.
You were like, I am the whale. I've become the whale.
Exactly. Oh my god, this is crazy.
Actually, does sound kind of rad. I want to become the whale.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and like just hear. Oh my god, hearing their song underwater, like it's one thing when you're on land and you're in a concert hall and you know you're hearing, I don't know, like you're watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers play, but to hear a whale sing while you're underwater, and it's life-changing. I cannot describe it to you right now.
Well, it sounds like it would be, because it's like that's where it's meant to be heard.
Yes.
So any like even like replications you hear of it aren't going to be the mm-hmm. same as feeling it all around you, because mm-hmm. I'm sure that you can feel the vibrations in the water.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like it sounds magical.
Yeah, it was like mind-blowing, and especially if I was like on a little bit of psychedelics, so it made it, the impact is like even stronger. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciated that. And then I went to Oahu to go see some of my friends, went hiking, did a little bit more free diving, and then now I'm here.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun, but nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
That's awesome. Yeah. What an adventure you've taken to get here.
I know. I've been doing a lot more of these sort of trips where I connect more with nature. Mm-hmm. I don't really travel to big cities anymore. The last big city I went to was, I think, New York, but that was for sessions, you know.
Yeah.
I go to, like, I was just in Yemen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in Yemen for 2 weeks, camping, getting to know the people, getting to know their food, their language, and really living like a local Yemeni.
Oh, wow.
I was in Egypt because I wanted to learn more about, you know, the culture and all that stuff. So, I mean, that's another big city, but not as crazy as like New York, for example.
Yeah.
And it's like the oldest civilization there is. So
that sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. You should, if you've never been to Egypt or Cairo, oh my God, girl, you should definitely go. Yeah. I highly recommend it. So that's been like more of the spiritual things I've been doing, traveling with intent, I think.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I think like my last favorite trip, I mean, I've taken a few trips here and there, but my last favorite trip was to Bali, because it felt very much more like just in the nature, in the beach, like walking everywhere. And even though it's like densely packed, it doesn't feel like a big city. You feel more immersed in it, and we just walked everywhere and had like such an amazing time. It felt like separate from the normal world. You know what I mean?
What's like the coolest experience you've had in Bali? I've never been to Bali, by the way.
We did get to like hike like through some waterfalls, which was just
very
cool, because I love waterfalls. I've seen waterfalls. Mm-hmm. There's something about it in like the tropical setting and being like in it and immersed in it, and like thinking that you're not gonna find anything, and all of a sudden it opens out into this like waterfall where you can barely even hear your own thoughts, but if you just like sit there and like listen to it, it just, it's like the whale sound, but it's but it's something different. I don't know,
absolutely,
just much different. Like, for as densely packed as it was, it mm-hmm. didn't feel like even the suburbs of Vegas.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, totally,
it was very cool.
That's amazing. I've never been to Bali. It's on my list, but I think for next year, I plan on going to India because I want to learn how to properly meditate. So I'm going to go to a meditation school in India. I'm going to be there for 2 weeks, and then I'm going to reroute to Tibet because I want to just see the old monastery, the temple, and all of that before the Dalai Lama got kicked out. So, and then I'm going to go to Antarctica.
Girl,
I know.
You're going everywhere.
I know.
That's awesome.
So, and Antarctica would be a different adventure because it's like extremes. I love the heat, mm-hmm. but, you know, I also want to see that world, mm-hmm. and I want to see if I could swim with narwhals.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
Man, I've always found like you, ever since we first met, to be like an adventurous person and just like the hugest personality like ever. And I was always like so admirative of that.
Aww.
That's not a word. Yeah, it is. I made it up.
I got it though. I understood that. That's all that matters.
But it's cool to like see you like even pushing that even further than mm-hmm. like back when we first met and all that. And just like, you look very happy. You look like you're like finding yourself in all these new ways, and it's really cool to see.
Aw, thank you so much. I mean, you too. You've evolved from like Molly Stewart on MFC. That's the first time I met you, to like Molly Stewart with the podcast. The Molly Stewart who's like, I feel like you're liberated and like more free, and you're more into like your body, and you're more, I mean, the word is witchy.
Yeah. I love how much this keeps getting brought up. It makes me so happy.
Oh, so tell me more about your witchy face, your witch face.
Oh, it's like, I know it's all woo and it's stupid, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I love it. I love it.
We're having all these like synchronicities. Like, okay, so I haven't been smoking weed as much lately, and especially like before bed, because I want to try to have that full sleep. Mm-hmm. So my dreams have been coming back, because like I've always had just crazy vivid dreams my entire life.
Yeah.
That's been coming back more. Mm-hmm. I had like a weird premonition dream about a trip that I had where I went through and walked through this house, and when I went to see the actual house that I had never seen before and never seen photos of, it was like almost uncanny how much I felt like I had already been there and walked through it and had these conversations. Mm-hmm. And I started having these things where, so I've, and I know that until more recently you didn't really know the extent of my past relationship, I've had a lot of moments of just kind of like, now that I feel like you've said, like, I'm more free, I'm more this, mm-hmm. I can recognize these patterns, and I've seen these things in people, and I've given people warning about the people, but they don't listen to the warning about the people, and then it proves to be true. Or if people do things that harm me, for instance, and I have a bad feeling, suddenly I come to find out that, I don't know, for instance, someone's account is overdrafted. For instance, like this and this happens. Mm-hmm. And it's not like things that are harmful to them, but it's these weird little things. I'm like, why do I think about this?
Yeah.
And then like, you know what I mean?
You got witch tuition. Witch tuition. That's amazing. That's amazing. I think that a lot of people say it's woo-woo, but I think it's just you really being more synchronized with your divine feminine.
It can be that. And also, I think just like also cutting back on substances as well, because like it started happening in much more clarity, no longer drinking alcohol. And I know that's, once again, not telling anybody what to do. If you want to drink alcohol, that's fine. I have a problem.
Yeah,
I want to tell you.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of turning off from that. I've quit nicotine more recently. And I just feel like the more that I do things that are good for me, and the more that I recognize the good things instead of like, you know, taking home a box of red flags, whether it be a friendship or a relationship, you know, the less that bad things happen to me because I'm not allowing that in.
Yes.
And it's like the recognizing of how much shit you just allowed in because you're like, I can take this. I can take everybody else's shit and my own shit, but I can shelve my shit because I don't have to worry about that because I'm focused on these people.
Yeah.
It's like once you actually start giving a shit about yourself and taking care of yourself, you also find that you're more open and apt to be able to take care of the other people who actually value what you're doing with them and for them instead of like the leech people, you know?
Look at you, girl. I was totally correct. You're like a different person right now, you know? It's pretty amazing. I'm not really a smoker because I tried it back in high school and I find that I was actually allergic. So I was at the back of my friend's car and I tried smoking for the first time and it broke out in hives.
Oh my God.
So they ended up, taking me to the hospital. So that's when I knew that I can't really smoke.
Yeah.
When I do smoke weed, it has to be secondhand smoking. Mm-hmm. So it's not as strong, but even then I still cough. And it puts me in this weird state of hyperthinking where I get a little bit of like, I stay in the corner and I just don't talk and I do dumb shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not working for me. Mm-hmm. So I've been, and I also cut down in drinking because you're right. My dreams would come back more. I have a hard time dreaming though. Not like you where you have vivid dreams, but when I do dream, it's like, it's almost like a slap on the face because it's like, I remember it like it happened just now. So it's crazy when you actually do take care of yourself. You're right. Like great things, good things happen to you. And the very first dream that I've had that is so vivid is a flying dream. I don't know if you've had a flying dream.
I have. Oh my God. I had one that was recurring for so long and it was like terrifying.
Why?
Oh, well, tell me yours first. Okay. I feel like I always overtalk and I won't do that.
No, it's okay. So my flying, I've only had two flying dreams. The first one was a dream where I'm just like going straight. You know, it's like you're just flying and you're just watching and you can't control it. It's like you're being taken on this adventure and you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
But my second dream happened 2 months ago and it was the coolest flying dream ever because I could control it.
Like where you
I was going
banking.
Right, left, rear. I was going up and down. So I was pretty much like levitating.
That's
and then I could
cool.
go forward really, really fast. And it was like it was like playing an RPG game in my brain.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I woke up and I had I was like hollering.
We all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Like, yeah, send me back. I want to go play there.
Exactly.
Again.
So that was the coolest dreams. But yeah, I want to hear your flying dream.
Well, I've wanted to do like figure out how to send yourself back into a vivid dream so you can have a lucid dream, but I haven't gotten there yet and it's very frustrating.
Uh-huh.
I hate that. But so recurring flying dream, I've had like some cool ones. Mm-hmm. Like I've had one that was similar to that before, but it was like more focused on what was beneath me than like the levitating aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But one that I had recurring for years that I haven't had anymore started during my last relationship very early on. And I was like in a tower, right? I jump out of the tower into like the dark sky and like I just have wings and I start flying and it's like the coolest thing and I'm like seeing everything. I feel like I can feel the wind on my face, right? Someone comes up beside me. I shit you not, it is my ex-partner, and this was a recurring dream that I had over years. Says, "Nice night for flying, isn't it?"
And that's
and
like
I say yes.
Yeah.
And he clips off my wings and I plummet to my death and I wake up.
Oh my fucking God.
I have not had it in over 5 years.
Wow. Wow. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking dream. That's almost like a prophecy.
That's what I'm saying with this shit, because I had that dream early on in that relationship, all throughout that relationship. Uh-huh. Since that relationship ended, I have not had that dream, but I have vivid memories of that dream because of how many times I had it.
Holy shit. I'm glad you're out of that.
But girl, it's weird. Yeah. That's why I'm like, am I going crazy? Like, why is this stuff happening? Like, it's so weird to think about.
No, I think your witch senses were just right there from the very beginning. Mm. Yeah.
So weird. But yeah, but it's good that to see that, like, as, and also you look amazing, by the way. I think that, like, goes without saying. Look at her. She's beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
But thank you. Well. But like, this age that we're at, like, we are in our mid-30s or whatever it is. And it does not feel that way to me. I feel like a different person who has, like, entered adulthood.
Yeah.
Like, I've emerged as a different person.
Yes, yes. I think COVID has a, well, not really, but I think COVID made me more of, what do you call this? Made me more internalize who I am becoming as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, in entering my 30s. Because that's, I think, yeah. Because COVID happened, like, what, 4 years? Yeah, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the time that I was, like, entering my 30s. You know, I did a lot of crazy shit the year before COVID. And then COVID hit and everything stopped, you know? And I think that's when I really got into connecting with nature, because I didn't know what to do. You know, I don't know how to be just me without going
the world
outside.
Around
and I was I'm definitely an extrovert. I love being outdoors, I love being outside, I love connecting with people. So being stuck in my house drove me a little insane, and so I had to fly to Hawaii. So I was in Hawaii for most of it, and I just became like a little kid again in Hawaii, and met some new cool people. Like, some people who are just like me, islanders. I think that, I know this might offend a lot of people, but I think COVID did me good.
I've said the same thing. And I said, I understand it was terrible for some people.
Yeah.
But that was when I felt like I started to find myself, because it was like the divorce happened, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to get back to this point. And I think maybe a lot of people went through this in different ways, or maybe some people didn't, which explains a lack of growth for some people.
Yeah.
But it was a moment of not only, like, with the divorce, figuring out, like, okay, now I don't have this hand controlling everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
What do I like? I had no idea. It was like I had been told for so many years
of my formative life,
this is what you like, this is what your opinions are. If you step outside of this, it's a problem.
That's crazy.
So it was this whole process of, like, all right, now who am I as a person? And I would just spend all this time, like, trying to appeal to everyone around me, being like, maybe this is who I am, and maybe this is who I am. And then when COVID hit and we couldn't see anyone, that's when I started to make, like, the biggest changes for myself. Because I'm like, well, now there's nobody to, like, posture to. There's nobody to, like, try to emulate and try to, like, fit into this whatever. Because I'm here alone with my fans on OnlyFans. And that's, like, it. It's, like, me in my house. Now what do I do? So start working out. Start working towards not drinking. Start, like, removing these bad things. And then, like, being separated from the other people who, I'm not necessarily saying they were bad people, but, like, maybe not the best influences at the time that I was going through the shit that I was. So then you're coming back to figure out, all right, so what do I like? And that was, like, for you. You're like, I like to be outdoors. I like to do this. Like, I like to feel like a kid again. I want to go. You were climbing cliffs and, like, jumping off stuff and everything from, like, the last I heard. And it's, like, finding that joy. That's what a lot of people, I feel like, lose when they get to adulthood. It's like, where is the joy? What makes me happy? It's not just, like, grinding for this or whatever job or, you know, this thing at school. Like, what do you like? And most people, I feel like, don't even know. Like, because social media and other people tell us what we like.
I definitely agree with you. I'm glad you had the same, like, experience as me. I took advantage of the fact that everything was shut down, and I really went out there and, you know, just kind of, like, adventured and, like, really explored the things that I truly enjoy. And I think I became even more of a reckless bitch. But I think I felt so alive, and I felt so free, and I could not, I'm very grateful for the fact that of what it brought me. I'm, you know, again, for a lot of people, COVID was terrible. I'm sure a lot of people died. A lot of people died. And I do will not forget that. But at the same time, I switched my own narrative, and I took it my own. And then I, you know, took advantage of the fact that everything was shut down, and I reconnected with nature. And yeah, here we are.
Yeah. You took control of your story.
That's
again,
right.
Instead of, and then you just kind of shaped all the things that you like, yes, into this new, it is. So it is like reemerging. It's like, here's like the same person, but kind of a new improved person,
yeah,
because
yeah,
I have more facets now.
Yeah.
Cause I figured out a little bit more, mm-hmm, into mm-hmm, myself, instead of like trying to just do things for other people.
Yes, that's, you know, correct.
Which I'm not saying that, oh, we shouldn't do anything for other people, but mm-hmm, like you shouldn't, mm-hmm, change your whole self just to fit in with people, or they're not the right people.
Yes, that's like, correct. Oh, I meant to ask, so is Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast, was this born in 2020?
2021.
Gotcha.
So during the pandemic, I was listening to a bunch of podcasts, mm-hmm, and they're all like comedy podcasts at the, mm-hmm, time. And I did like a mock one with my friend Marie, mm-hmm, just to kind of introduce my people on OnlyFans,
yeah,
to her.
Yeah.
And then people liked it, so they're like, make more. And, mm-hmm, I was like, cool, make this my whole personality.
Hey man, it works out.
Yeah, that's fun. God. We, wow, also have to make sure that when next time you're here, uh-huh, we hook up something, uh-huh, for content, because,
okay, yeah,
I think,
yeah,
that we need to reunite after all this time. I'll, okay, put on some latex. We'll sweat together in the desert.
Yes.
Maybe stomp, yes, on some balls.
Yes, absolutely. I also want to do like, so I've never done a photo shoot out in the desert where it's like almost like the salt fields. I don't know if that's.
Yeah, yeah. The dry lake beds.
Yes. Have,
mm-hmm,
you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you done a photo shoot there?
Yes.
I want to do one.
Golden hour is like,
okay,
it's beautiful. Like everything glows. It's,
okay,
all really cool.
Yeah.
I think that would look really cool, like stark contrast with like black leather and, yes, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Oof. Okay. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We're planning stuff, guys. We're planning stuff.
All
for
the
y'all.
Big plans. Thank you. This has been so much fun. Is there,
yes,
anything else that you want to like plug or drop, like stuff that you have coming up?
Stuff that I have coming up. God, what do I have coming up? Just, I guess my regular travels, you know, I think I'll be in the East Coast soon. God, I can't even think. I'll be in Miami, mm-hmm, in 2 weeks.
Fun.
Also at X3.
That'll be about when this gets released, actually.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. X3. I'll be at X3, XBiz, AVN, and I'm sure I'm going to see you around.
Yes.
So, and for everything else, you guys can look up my link tree, which is fearlesssupremeleader.com.
I love that. And also, you can follow you on Instagram, right?
Yeah,
at Astrodomino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's
perfect.
Correct, yeah, yeah.
This has been awesome. Thank you so very much for joining.
You.
Please follow Astro so you can see all of her amazing adventures as she traverses the world, finding herself and the joy.
Yes.
So your homework this week is to find some joy,
mm-hmm,
in your life.
Yes.
Where you can find it. Lift up some rocks.
Yes.
Look behind the couch. Might,
yep,
have fallen back there.
Touch
Go
grass.
Find the joy. And we will see you Monday.
Bye, guys.